Hello, blind, cool tech listeners. This is Rich C., based out of New York. And today, I'm going to be doing a demonstration of a DVD audio extractor. If you've been on the Blind Cool Tech mailing list, you will know that DVD audio extractor has been one of the big threads over the last couple of days. But what is DVD audio extractor? DVD audio extractor is a piece of software which will allow you to take the DVD and extract the audio from it. This is good for us because we obviously, if you're blind, you'll need the video. And if you want to just listen to the audio of the movie, and if you have a portable MP3 player, and there are numerous devices, such as the iRiver, the Bookport, and so on, you can then copy it to your MP3 player and listen to it on the road. This software does require a lot of use of your JAWS cursor. I'll be using JAWS in this demonstration. I have not tested it with Window Eyes or HAL or Supernova. I assume that it, well, maybe other people of other screen readers can test it and tell me the end results. So I will be using JAWS for Windows 7 and Eloquence as my synthesizer, and I've slowed the speech down, so you should be able to understand it. When you get this piece of software, you have to enter a product key, so we'll assume all that's gone successfully. It's very accessible. You know, entering the product key and the installation's fine. So what I'm going to do now is I have in my hand my school, because I'm actually a sophomore at high school. We do a rock show every year, and this is the DVD of last year's rock show. So what I'm going to do now is just place the DVD into my CD-ROM drive. I've done that. And I'm going to hold the shift key down so that the DVD player will not come up and start playing the DVD. So now what we're going to do is go to the Start menu.
Start menu and programs, set program at FTP Explorer.
And
DVD audio extractor. Start menu.
We'll
DVD
enter.
Audio. Leaving menus.
Now the first screen that comes up. First this whole thing. You have to use your JAWS cursor. So we're out JAWS to PC. I'm pressing Insert plus the minus key.
JAWS to PC.
And we use our arrow keys and see what we have on the screen.
Scroll left. Sim help button. Less back button. Unavailable. Next greater button. Exit. Scroll unknown language. AC3 left.
Parent
48KHZ. Corner 01 not checked, title 1 dash chapter 120921 2,274,523.
That's asking us like what chapters,
corner zero,
titles we want to extract. In this case, it's only one title, it's 209 minutes and 20 seconds.
Title 1 left bracket 20920 right bracket, select all header bar chapter, header bar length, header bar cells, header bar sectors,
so
header
I'm
bar
gonna do
length, cells,
is
length
go
chapter,
to the
head, all, head, select,
select
header bar,
all.
Left click, list view, not selected, graphic 850. Title 1 left bracket 2 graphic 8 on PC checked 01.
What I did was there was, and this is, there's only one title, but if there are multiple titles, let's say like 16, you could hit select all and it would select all your titles, and then you were in a list view and you'll see that it was checked. So it's important to see that each title, if there are multiple ones, are checked. Otherwise, you would not have extracted the whole movie. So I've done that, and now we'll tab.
DVD, graphics,
this is for
DVD,
our video source.
7, three view, title,
and mine is fine.
List box, list view, 01.
Now, there is a next button, but you can't get it by tabbing, so
JAWS to PC.
Gotta route JAWS to PC again.
Bottom, help button, left.
And now we have help.
Less, next, greater
next
button.
Now we'll go to next, and left click it.
Left click. Next, greater button.
Now the next
JAWS
screen.
To PC, 177.61 MB.
This is all about bit rate and sample
size,
rate.
100.
So we'll go to the top of the screen.
Top, DVD audio extractor, num lock on.
Oops.
Num lock off.
Anyway.
Top. Selected stream group box use encoder. Graphics 630 MP3 MPEG 1 layer 3 scroll.
First
down
thing
symbol.
We have is what do we want to encode? What audio format?
Scroll to 3.
So I'm going to
left
click.
Use encoder combo box. Graphics 630 MP3 MPEG.
That's the one encoder. We have a combo box. We have.
Home. PC. Og graphics 69 Og zip Og slash Vorbis 1 of
Vorbis.
MP3 MPEG 1 layer 3. WAV PCM uncompressed wave. Direct stream demux.
That's it. So,
Og,
we're going to do MP3
MPEG 1 layer 3.
And now we're going
to
go down
to PC.
Just PC. Now the next thing we must select
JAWS to PC
is the sample rate.
Selected graphic so, format colon AC sample rate colon variable bitrate left parent VPI right parent dialog. Left click sample rate combo box same as I1 of 6. Same
now
PC.
We have that.
Same as I1 of 6. 11,025 22,050 HZ. 32,000 HZ. 44,100 HZ.
That's fine. Now we'll tap
channels combo box.
Channels stereo is fine.
192 bits.
It's asking what bit rate we want. We have
32 kbps, 40 kbps, 48 kbps, 56 kbps, 64 kbps, 80 kbps, 96 kbps, 112 kbps, 128 kbps, 160 kbps, 192 kbps, 224 kbps.
And it goes on and on.
128 kbps.
I'll keep it 128. Obviously, the higher the sample rate, better quality, but the more disk space. So.
Variable bitrate left pair.
Now, the rest of these controls you don't need to deal with, so.
Jaws to
go
PC.
Back to the box. Next dialog.
Next exit button. Next greater greater
next.
Button. Left click output location.
Now,
next greater greater
this,
button.
Where do you want this MP3 to go to? That's pretty much standard.
Jaws on this
album
graph. Top out. Split tracks by chapter. Checkbox not checked.
You can just choose the folder you want. If you want each track to be in a different MP3 file, you can do that. And also you can input ID3 tags, such as the name and album and stuff. So, now we'll go to the
bottom.
Next dialog.
Exit, exit, next, greater, greater, left click. Jog blank, graphic 800 PC.
Now, at least on my machine, DVD extractor seems to throw me out of, I kind of lose focus. So I'll have to alt-tab back.
Help button, less back button unavailable, next.
When listening back to this review, I realized I forgot to include one crucial thing. After we selected our output location, I'd accidentally deleted this bit when I was doing some editing, but what you would have to do is after you hit next, you will see a start button and a stop button, which obviously would be unavailable because you hadn't started coding yet. So you would just left-click the start button and it would start encoding.
Writing to g:\unknownartist-unknownalbum.mp3. 1% finished.
So, it's now going ahead, and I did not put any ID3 tags, and if I did, it would have said, you know, the name of the DVD, but I'll just input those after the extraction process has been complete. It takes about 30 minutes or so, so I'll stop the recording and come back to you guys once the DVD extraction process is complete. While the extraction process is going on, I will say that if you have any comments, suggestions, or criticisms about this review, you can email me at richcav@verizon.net. Or if you're subscribed to the Blind Cool Tech mailing list, you can email me there as well. Okay, so the extraction has now been complete. In real time, that took about 30 minutes. So now I'm going to alt-tab here.
JuicePod record. DVD audio extractor 1.2.0. DVD.
And if I route JAWS to PC.
JAWS all chapters finished in 32 minutes 20 seconds.
So all chapters are now complete.
Help button.
So now,
exit button.
Hit exit.
Left click, Sony Sound, PC.
And now, if I go to my external hard drive, there will be an MP3 file of this Rock Show DVD. That concludes this review of DVD Audio Extractor. Thank you very much for listening. Have a good one, everybody. Oh yes, one more thing. If you wish to get this program, email me, richcav@verizon.net, and I'll be happy to send it along.